Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Let me ask all of you smart American people something, because you're on my watch. This would be my responsibility. We can't go out and give a message as to how others are supposed to participate in response to the message until we're first fixed here, right? Jesus taught us that. But I got a question for everybody listening to me right now. Where is it the government's role in producing jobs? 1-866-582-9933. All day long, you hear from the conservatives of the day parroting the message from the propagandists driving the narrative. Where is it the government's role to produce jobs? Somebody show me. You got to show me in reference to the Constitution, though. You can't just give me your opinion, because everybody's got an opinion. We don't need opinions now. We need sound doctrine to bring us back to where we came from, period. Amen? Where is it government's role to produce jobs? This guy in the People's White House, don't think for one moment he doesn't have handlers, just like the said president before that, and the said president before that, and the said president before that, and the said president before that. Because the whole time that they've been there, each and every one of them, since Reagan, for the most part, has been bought and paid for and controlled, because everything that they're doing runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. We could even go back further than that. We could even go back further than that, friends. Where are they upholding the Constitution? That would be another question I can propose to all of my listeners. Where is it that our said representatives on any level, I'm talking about in federal government, legislative, I'm talking about executive, judicial, talking about on the state level, governors, mayors, where are they actually upholding the enumerated laws that they promised that they would uphold? 1-866-582-9933. I got a feeling it's going to be pretty quiet today, because no one can give me the constitutional answers. And if you think the opposite of what I just said, again, 1-866-582-9933. Just want to see how smart the American people are. Wanted to show you something really quick. This is pretty odd, but this is what's being pushed under the noses of the American people right now. And it should be quite startling to most that have their eyes open. And again, it shows you that they're going to continuously push this narrative regardless of what the law says. And it's exactly what they're doing today. So let's go ahead and check this out. And you tell me what this is, friends. This is a message you probably haven't heard yet.
If you want to get back to your favorite places and feel confident they have put your health and safety first,
look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
Look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
Look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
I'm Dr. Richard Carmona, the 17th Surgeon General of the United States of America. This is the Well Health Safety Seal, from the International Well Building Institute, the global authority on healthy building.
The Well Health Safety Rating was informed by years of research and input from hundreds of leading virologists, public health experts, epidemiologists, and building professionals around the world.
You'll see it at schools, offices, banks, childcare centers, all the places we go.
The Well Health Safety Seal means that we'll feel better going into restaurants,
theaters, stores, hotels,
stadiums, to all the places that we love.
Everything may look the same, but the Well Health Safety Seal means that your health and safety are top of mind when it comes to
cleaning and sanitizing procedures,
air and water quality management.
Nice people, aren't they?
Emergency preparedness programs
and health services.
They're doing their
so look for the Well Health Safety Seal outside
and feel more confident going inside. Learn.
You know, what's even worse about that is they use the demoralized and the debased to send the message as if to suggest that there's some standard the American people need to follow. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about that, just to bring about a point, do you see what the conservatives of the day are talking about today, friends? Whoopi Goldberg. As if to suggest she speaks on the behalf of any of us in this country. Why is she news? Why is it that during the break, friends, before I picked up live radio here today, why was it that your propagandist driving the narratives thought it was important for you to know that there was a chicken running around at the Pentagon? Isn't this bizarre? It's all, folks, scripted from start to finish. Going back to what I just showed you here, do you not realize they're using Hollywood stars, the satanic, the debased, the immoral, 1 Kings 13:33, to drive you and to corral you into a system where the globalists are trying to sell it to you that they're looking out for your health, when in fact it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with the fact that they want you to know that at the end of the day, they control every facet of your life. That's what this is all about. But here's the good news. There's a cry of resistance spreading the world today. There's a cry of resistance spreading the world today. And I'm going to bring you there today. I've got a couple more things I need to show you before we get to that. But I want to show you what's happening over in Canada even now with a friend that we've had on the radio and social media platforms several times, Pastor Artur Kowalski. And we're going to pull him up, and we're going to let him tell you concerning a video that was just relayed to us as to what is happening over there. You know, it reminds me all the more of that of Patrick Henry when he said, "Give me freedom," right? And I'm going to share a little of that with you as well in the meantime. Before we do that, let's do get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're right there on social media platforms, right on the front left side of the page. Please do take the time to go to SLL Radio Live and subscribe to the top of the page. Tim Brown's morning show's over there as well. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. It's just me today. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because that is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. 1-866-582-9933. Again, call in at any time. Stick to the topic, add to, take away, contend. Jude 3 and 4, that's your option. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Really quick, friends, I do have to say before I play this next video on social media platforms, audio for our 155 affiliates across the country, I do have to say at this point, I have to question the stability of somebody's mind that is still going along with this narrative. I have to question your sanity. For serious. Because I don't know how many times over the last 3 years we have taken the time to expose the mainstream media, big tech companies, and the NIH and the CDC and all of those that are in alliance spreading forth this propaganda. And it's amazing to me that the American people haven't caught on to the unquestioning mainstream media. And it's interesting how the questions that are always proposed to those that are pushing the propaganda are always scripted softballs. It's not like they're real questions, friends. And again, what you need to be questioning today in America is the unquestioning mainstream media. The world's up in arms, as I've said so many times, and I'm going to continuously blow this trumpet from this platform. The world's up in arms and the American people are still trying to figure out what's going on. You know, it reminds me of give me liberty or give me death. You know, everybody hails. By the way, Patrick Henry was a prophet very much. If you know scripture, you know what a prophet is. 1 Corinthians 1:28. Also go over to Ephesians 4:11 when you get a moment. But he said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Oh, speaking of which, I'll get to that in just a moment. As a matter of fact, maybe I'll do that while I'm on the topic. Did you know that in 2021, friends, 5.4 million Americans purchased guns for the first time? That's unprecedented. That means there's a lot of people paying attention as to what's going on here. And this is why this administration, like the last one, and the last one before that, and the one before that, and the one before that, all the way back to the 70s, have been trying to disarm you incrementally. 5.4 million Americans have purchased guns for the first time in 2021. Why is that? Listen to that. Okay? Listen to that. That overrides all of the illegal censorship that goes on in this country and on a global basis. Right? Patrick Henry said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel, representation. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it. Listen, Americans, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Are your said representatives obeying the law right now? Why are they acting as if the CDC, through administrative law, is a government unto themselves? Why is it being allowed on a global basis, friends? What's going on is very frightening to those that are free. But those that are free also understand that there's a price that needs to be paid. And if it has to be paid again, I guess we're going to have to go down that road. And that's the message you need to send to the bad guys. Nothing will preserve it but downright force. He said, whenever you give up that force, Patrick Henry said, you are inevitably ruined. You're ruining yourself. You understand that? That first piece that I played concerning the debased in Hollywood, talking about how the seal they're going to put on doors and windows and the such. Folks, that's nothing more than pre-scripted social crediting system that they're trying to put in place into America. And what is that social credit system? Well, they monitor everything that you do. Okay, that's what they're looking for, is a vaccine passport. They want you to have it on your phone. They monitor your behavior, and if you're a good boy or a good little girl, you can go ahead and live into the freedoms that have been allotted by your new master, okay? And if you don't go along with your new master, guess what? You're going to be ostracized. They can shut off your bank account. This is what's in play right now through the ignorant American people that continuously sit down in the face of assailments by those that are acting under a pretended authority, and rest assured, it's a pretended authority. It truly is. Okay, so let's go back to this. I want to go to Project Veritas really quick, and I want you to listen to this one more time on top of the thousands. One thing that me and Tim have given ourselves over to over the last 3 years, not that we haven't since the very beginning of doing national radio, but one of the things that we have really given ourselves over to are the censored. Those that are being illegally censored concerning this narrative, this pandemic. And there's so many people out there that have given you the information in this country. Again, it goes back to, I am astonished that the American people are still sitting down. And I have people on social media saying to me right now, so am I, Bradley. So am I. So am I. Well, if we're all saying the same things, then, friends, we need to stand up and put a stop to it. Because this illegality, these crimes against humanity, are unprecedented, and they're happening right in the face of the American people. Check this out. This is brand new by Project Veritas. This is another whistleblower coming forth. She is a nurse, a doctor, and she's going to go ahead and share her story with you. Check this out.
COVID is never going to end if we don't start calling this out.
Tell us your name, your title, where you work.
My name is Jean Stagg. I am a nurse with, or was a nurse with United Healthcare, Community and State Plan of Louisiana. Specifically, I do inpatient utilization management coordination.
And how long have you done that for?
I've worked for United about 7 years. About the last 2 years is when I've done the inpatient utilization specifically.
What brought you here today? Why come to Project Veritas?
Well, I've been seeing some cases come over that were coded as COVID-19 that I felt should not have been coded as COVID-19. I've tried to raise awareness to my leadership and even with the Fraud, Waste, and Abuse Department, and it just kind of fell on deaf ears. And I do have a few patients that, you know, they went in for reasons outside
of COVID. This is this nurse speaking to her leadership.
But they are still being counted on our census as a COVID admission.
It's all manufactured.
So that may be you know, showing some higher numbers as well. They did test positive for COVID, but they went in for other reasons. But they are still being counted in our numbers. So any questions?
Nobody said anything, friends. Nobody. Is that a little odd? They're all
yeah,
in
thank
it for
you
the
so
money.
Much, John. That was great.
Well, that's odd. You identified that there were problems. And who are you speaking to there?
Well, this was our daily leadership call. So it's all of our leadership at the Louisiana Health Plan. And every Wednesday, I report off on our COVID inpatient numbers. You can see the trends. Obviously, we're concerned about when we see the spikes and the peaks. And so I try to explain why we're having peaks. It's not necessarily because we have patients that are critically ill with COVID. These are just the patients that are showing up on our daily census.
Wait until you hear what she has to say.
Primary admitting diagnosis of COVID-19.
When did you first notice this trend of coding all new patients as COVID?
Some of them are legitimately COVID-19.
That's questionable.
But starting in around March of 2020, that's when I started really tracking and specifically focusing on just the COVID-19 patients. And I would say it's around June or July, I started seeing some cases which should not have been COVID, in my opinion.
We have an example here of, I believe, a gunshot patient. Does that ring a bell?
Listen to this.
The one that really got me a while back, and I told Nicole, because I'm like, oh, my God, this has nothing to do with COVID. The guy went in for multiple gunshot wounds, and he was coded as COVID.
See, everything's COVID, friends.
COVID if he hadn't gotten...
Because they're incentivized. They're paid to do this.
Take the cases as they're sent to us. But I've had a couple where it was like, scheduled vaginal deliveries or car wrecks, you know, different things like that, but that wasn't their reason for going to the hospital. But, you know, like I said, the only way they're going to show up on my census is if COVID is their primary diagnosis.
Are you tracking?
I don't want to say it's fraud and abuse, but I mean, should I be reporting stuff like that or just letting it go?
I don't want to say it's fraud or abuse. Really?
You know, people, as we work with COVID positive, and they had no inclination to even know they might be positive. But, I mean, when I assess those
another fraud being exposed, friends.
Codes,
manufacturing, census on those that have COVID.
Who are you speaking to there?
That is Dr. Morial. She's actually my boss. She is the chief medical officer for UnitedHealthcare Louisiana.
What we're seeing here, friends, is this all starts at the top, and it's interesting how the people that are being paid to keep the pandemic going are quiet in opposition, regardless of the lives of their patients or nay. This is another one of those that you just cannot make up. Here's another whistleblower coming forward to show the American people that it's predicated on a fraud. She doesn't want to call it that, though. But look at who's profiting. Those that remain silent in the face of this genocide remain silent because they've sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver. Luke 22:48. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A massive winter storm is blanketing the East Coast after battering much of the country this week. Snow is falling from Maine all the way back to Ohio. Rain is falling in cities including Philadelphia, while it's icy throughout Massachusetts. The storm making its way through Texas, where Tom Bamford is traveling, he tells USA Radio News.
I left Marfa, Texas yesterday morning, and it was 17 degrees with a wind chill of zero. When I got to Sanderson, Texas, we were stopped for over an hour and a half. The ice on the road had become so thick, the highway patrol had closed the highway.
President Biden says the latest monthly jobs report shows America is back at work. The United States adding 467,000 jobs in January. USA Radio News. The Republican National Committee is formally censoring two Republican members, Wyoming's Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. They were targeted for their membership on the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. Cheney and Kinzinger also voting to impeach now former President Donald Trump last year. A resolution from the RNC saying the behavior of the two lawmakers has been destructive to the House, the Republican Party, and the Republic. The White House is again warning about Russian propaganda efforts to justify an invasion of Ukraine. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters it's right out of a thick Russian playbook.
We've seen them run false flag operations in the past and use confusion to launch military action many times in history.
U.S. intelligence agencies, without proof, believe Moscow was plotting a staged attack against Russians to rationalize a military assault on neighboring Ukraine. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Join us on social media platforms. Subscribe to the page. Go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of the page as well. Now, friends, this is what I want you to hear. I have a friend on social media right now saying, in old Japan, they used to pay their doctors to keep people healthy. The doctor did not get paid if they were sick. Of course. Of course. You can take that to so many different fronts concerning those that get paid without having to do their job. You know, a prime example is, Millie Mac, is an attorney. You know, they ask you if you're going to go out and sue someone because that's your only recourse concerning crime today, right? Which the courts, we all know, have created this bureaucracy where they make billions of dollars every year off of injustice, right? And justice. But look at an attorney. He comes in, says, you know what, I need a $25,000 detainer. Well, are we going to win it or are we not going to win it? You know, first of all, why do I need that attorney? Because I can understand the Constitution, the enumerated laws, as well as statute laws, just as well as him, if not better, and even judges themselves. But we've been taught to give him $25,000. He can promise you nothing. Oh, I can't promise you nothing, but you can promise me that at the end of every month I'm going to get a big bill from you, right? This is completely upside down. This is completely upside down. And furthermore, in this country, we used to approach judges in bringing our neighbor to court if they violated the smallest jot or tittle of any law in any sense of the word. Ask the Puritans, friends. They didn't tolerate crime. But now you got to spend tens of thousands of dollars, in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars, to bring about justice. Oh, my goodness, who's profiting from that? And by the way, the attorney, regardless if he wins or not, he still profits. How is that right? It isn't. It's not right at all in the scales of justice in any sense of the word. I wanted to show you, you know, regardless, I don't know his music, don't know anything about him, but I do applaud him for his efforts to take a stand. I know Metallica was doing this. Now Kid Rock makes a boss move on COVID-19 mandates. He's not going to play arenas or stadiums where they are mandating vaccine passports. Right, friends? Hey, mathematically, friends, you can put a stop to all of this. You can put a stop to all of this. And I've said it so many times, but just, will you just slow your roll and think about this? Everybody knows who the bad guys are. It always goes back to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and the list goes on. Well, folks, they're the ones creating the global order. They're not above the law. I don't care what country they live in. And the fact of the matter is, if 8 billion people would rise to the level of expectation and round these criminals up that are creating all of these wars and pandemics and these plagues and these... I mean, folks, it's insane that 8 billion people sit down and allow them that they know that are responsible for doing it to continue on. That's insane. That's insanity, friends, to say the least. I want to show you something really quick. This is brand new. We just heard little effeminate Justin Trudeau over there in Canada. He's just as bad as Biden. Biden's probably even a little bit worse. Keep in mind, friends, they're not the prime ministers. They're not the presidents. They all have handlers. They're all doing what they're told to do because they've sold themselves out to the highest bidder. And it's exactly what they've done. And it goes right back up to all those bad guys, you know, the Bill Gates of the world. The list goes on. Okay? But if you want to tolerate those bad guys, then rest assured you're going to get more of the Justin Trudeaus and the Joe Bidens. And the list goes on. The list goes on. Remember what Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. And folks, there's only one way to deal with bullies. You must stop them. So let me show you this legally. And what they're doing is not legal, just so you all know. On a global basis, this pandemic, there's nothing that's been done where they've assailed the people, shutting down their businesses, killing many of them through this created pandemic, through a genocide. Shutting down businesses, attacking families, individuals, shutting you and your job down. None of it's legal. None of it's legal. And if you ask me, they're making a grave mistake. But as they say, let their cruelty swell our ranks because they are. The worst thing you want to do is put a man in a position where he has nothing to lose. That's not what they want, but that's what they're going to get. And rest assured, it's what they're starting to get. Here, let me show you what I'm talking about. Let me show you little snotty-nosed, silver spoon in his mouth, little communist Justin Trudeau over there attacking his own people. First and foremost, this is brand new. Check it out.
Fringe minority.
Okay, so people, listen carefully.
Small fringe minority.
Okay.
Of people who...
He's told by his handlers, belittle the opposition, though the opposition is much greater than we are. Do the Saul Alinsky thing, like a little minion of hell. He obeys his masters, and he's saying that it's a small fringe minority that is doing the protesting, okay? It's so small... This minority fringe, small fringe, and it's such a small minority of the people in Canada. It's now spreading to the world, by the way. But it set this a little effeminate pansy right on course, didn't it, to get him out of the country. That's how that small fringe minority looks, friends. But again, what they're doing is just like any other dictator does. They belittle their political opposition because they want it to seem like they have the support that they have to work against those people when, in fact, the opposite is true. And if it wasn't true, then why did we have to have little Justin Trudeau, right? This little femme, Allah-worshipping traitor to his own people, has to attack his own people again. Listen.
Small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views.
Dangerous game,
expressing.
Dude. Unacceptable.
Do not.
Did you hear that? Unacceptable views to stand against those that are mandating unconstitutional edicts from that prospective country. Did you hear what he said? Okay. That is totalitarianism. This is why the people, that small fringe minority, are standing up against the likes of this little puppet. And that's exactly what he is a puppet. Let me say it again. Okay. What they're doing is playing a very dangerous game. And what's sad about all of this, instead of going all the way to the top and dealing with all of the bad guys and laying the axe to the root of the tree the way that John the Baptist did, the people on a global basis will continuously allow these kind of guys to assail them and their God-given rights.
Represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science...
It's not working, Justin.
And stepping up to protect each other...
Following the science.
...is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country.
You're using comments...
Okay, so with that said, enough is said. He's using that vernacular because he wants the people that are checking him out on television, state-run television, mind you, CIA-controlled television, mind you, and he's in hopes that the people in Canada will believe that he's actually speaking on their behalf when, in fact, friends, nothing could be further from the truth, right? Okay, so let me go ahead and show you that small fringe minority really quick. Because this is the response to Justin Trudeau's speech here. And I don't think it's probably going the direction that he wants it to go. But, you know, facts are stubborn things, aren't they? This is what, again, they don't want the people in Canada to know. And the people in Canada all the well know. As a matter of fact, the patriotism of those in Canada is increasing quite a bit. It's interesting, I'm doing a video, and it should be done here in a couple days, as to how foreigners act more like our forefathers' posterity than the American people do. Hey, listen, let me say this. This isn't a diss on the American people. I'm just showing you how the world's looking at you right now. They're trying to figure out why it is that you're playing the tail rather than the head. That's all. If you're my countryman, I want you to know. If you call yourself a Christian, a patriot, and or a conservative, all derived from the Christ, right? John 14:6, John 8:32, Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, you know, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. You know, does it not bother you that the world is looking to you to respond? Well, here, I've been over this so many times, but we see the world in response to what's going on. But, you know, I brought up Patrick Henry today because our friend, Pastor Artur Pavlovsky, he just did a recent video, and it sounds so much like what our forefathers cried when they cried that of resistance in the Declaration of Independence. It's not something that we have to speculate as to what the sound may have been, because now we're beginning to hear it in our time as well. So, what I'm going to do is, on the other side, I'm going to come back, I'm going to play this for you, and again, understand, this is what we've been doing in this country for 23 years. And oh my goodness, how this ministry is awaiting for the American people to catch up. I want to tell you this too. Foreign countries all over the world are waiting for the American people to catch up to their own founding documents, to their own example, Hebrews 13:7, that's been set for them by their forefathers. Oh my goodness. You know, I don't know why I'm thinking this right now, but you guys all remember Gomer Pyle from the 60s? We used to watch him when we were kids. I could just hear him going through my head right now. Shame, shame, shame. Shame, shame, shame. And yet the Bible tells me, and yet they were not ashamed. Oh, that's a country set for judgment, my friends. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, Millie Mack, you're saying Russian military flying over Scotland is not funny. Just keep in mind, all the countries that have been a part of this pandemic are under the same control of who they have submitted themselves to concerning their new masters. Okay? It's not Russia against China. It's not China against America. It's not the Pope against the Billy Grahams. Nope, they were all ecumenical, friends. Billy Graham was an ecumenical preacher. You look at that of the Pope calling for a new world order, Russia calling for a new world order, China calling for a new world order, America calling for a new world order. Everybody that's gone along with this pandemic is a part of that same order. So, friends, quit acting like they're in opposition one towards another. No. You know, I can just hear it. You're accomplices to the crimes when you allow those at the top to continuously create war. Hey, folks, I've given you the answers. Here, I'll give you another one. You want war to end? Send them to the war. There will be no wars. Because they know that they're contrived wars. They know that they're contrived wars. If you want to go ahead and check me on everything I'm saying, hey, folks, I am more than willing for you. As a matter of fact, I encourage it. Question everything I'm telling you. Everything I'm telling you. Do your own homework. Here's Smedley Butler, a highly decorated Marine who said, I served in all commissioned ranks from second lieutenant to major general, and during that period I spent most of my time being a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street, and for the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism. Whoa! Whoa, who said that? General Smedley Butler. Just ask the pedophile sitting next to this criminal in the People's White House right now, friends. What did he say, Henry Kissinger, the known pedophile? The known war criminal. But he's allowed to sit in the People's White House, and yet he's a war criminal. He's known as a war criminal all over the world. But it's okay for him to come here, just like the George Soroses of the world. No, come on over here. Destroy our country. Though in other countries you're considered a war criminal. Let me go back to Smedley Butler really quick after I give you the quote from the pedophile that sits next to those that they want you to believe is the President of the United States of America. Henry Kissinger said that our military men are just dumb, stupid animals, only to be used for foreign policy. Let me go back to General Smedley. He said this from 1881 to 1940. He said our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them. No one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason they were marching off to kill and to die. So quit pretending with the narrative. Quit acting like they're legitimate, because they are not. This is going to go on until everybody on this planet subjugates the devil under the name of Jesus Christ, period. Ask William and Catherine Booth. That's exactly what they said. All things must be subjugated to the name of Christ. That's right. And if not, it would be a utopia, no question about it. But if not, this is what you get. This is what you get for despising the Word of God. This is what you get for despising the commandments and the precepts and the statutes of the Most High God. This is what the world gets when you want to disobey Him. My goodness. I need to get over here, and I need to highlight this. The cry of resistance spreading worldwide. Again, this is our friend. Tim just sent this over to me right before the show. Thank you for doing so, Tim. It's information, and it's a voice that needs to be heard as one crying in the wilderness right now in Canada. And with all due respect, let's get to it for the sake of time. And again, I want you to hear this. This is Pastor Artur Pavlovsky. Both myself have had him on a couple times, and so is Tim. This guy's doing the stuff over there in Canada, and I praise God that somebody's doing it.
My country, in 1980, finally they said our children are worth fighting for.
Yes.
And he did it, and he took it to the streets, and they paralyzed the entire system. Yes, thousands were arrested.
They gained control.
Yes, people were tortured and beaten. Yes. There is a price attached to freedom. How do you think the Second War ended? Millions had to die. How do you think the First War ended? Millions had to die. And that's the price that we have to be willing to pay if our children are going to have a free and democratic society.
Only if you live in Canada, though. Only if you live in Belgium or that of the UK. Only if you live in France or Germany must you listen to this message. Because while this man's out there leading the way as he's following the Christ, and his rally cry is resistance to tyranny, the American people are back at their favorite football game. So it doesn't apply to Americans. And I speak this to 53 countries. What you're seeing in America today, my friends, is not Americanism. It's not Christianity. It's not patriotism. And it's not conservatism in any sense of the word. We are the posterity of those that paid the ultimate price. And because their posterity does not understand the price paid, it's now being shifted over to another man and another country to obey the Christ and shine as such, a man of God.
Right. This is right. Our time. For 2 years, we have been dancing polka with them. For 2 years, we have been trying our best to reason with the villains. But I know villains. See, bully will never stop bullying. He will keep stealing from you all the time. They have big appetites, those greedy dogs. You have power now. Don't give it away.
I agree.
The eyes of the world again are here on this little border. and the world is watching you. Will you give in? Will you stop fighting? Will you stop defending the rights of the free Canadians?
No.
And now you have some, for whatever reason. Just before we are going to get our freedom, are telling you give up. Right before thousands of people.
Yeah, it's okay though. Like, you know, in America here, we're like, you know, we're like a bunch of politicians, a good portion of the American people. What do they like to do? Well, they act like politicians. They want their freedom, but they want someone else to sacrifice themselves to give it. They're above having to sacrifice for their own freedoms and their kids' freedoms. Listen to what D.H. Lawrence said. He said, men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks. Their children brought up easy. Hello. Let it slip away again. Hello. They forfeit their God-given rights because they didn't sacrifice to give them, not realizing that someone in their family probably did. What did D.H. Lawrence say? Poor fools and their grandchildren are once again made slaves.
I'm going to come to support you. Now you're going to abandon them. What are you going to say? Oh, we've changed our plans?
No.
What are you going to say to those today and yesterday?
No.
Every single minute I got thousands of messages. Thousands. I mean, this thing never stops. People saying, we're coming to Coates. We're coming to the Milk River. We're coming to support. We're bringing it. What do you need? What do they need? We're coming. Thousands upon thousands of people are coming. They don't have enough RCMP officers to deal with that.
This is the voice of our forefathers, and yet it's foreign to the American people.
You have the power now.
Yes.
Do not give it away just because it feels right. And yes, some of you might be arrested.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Some of you might pay the price.
No.
I'm not going to.
Got
to
be somebody else.
That is pleasant.
Can't be me.
On concrete in jail facing the biggest guns in the country. It's
yeah.
They don't treat us well over there, especially when you're a pastor. 3 days on concrete and 2 nights. Every half hour they banged on my door. They did not allow me to sleep for 3 days and 2 nights. They roughed me up. They stripped naked me. They put chain on my leg. And yet I'm still here with you.
Yes.
Those people don't play fair. They're coming here with their budgets and they're telling you that they represent the law. No, they represent lawlessness.
That's right. That's right.
Just they are gangsters for the biggest mafia that there is.
It's exactly
mafia.
Right. Exactly
and
right.
It's up to you now, for the first time in 2 years, to rise up, to stand up, and to hold the fort.
You know what, folks? If you would have heard this in America today, you'd have looked at that individual as some lawbreaker when, in fact, everything he just said is exactly what our forefathers said over 250 years ago. Now it's happening in Canada. Hey, folks, stand up and be counted. You know, I want to say this in ending. I remember hearing a famous preacher stand up and say, when asked, why was it you that God picked? And this person said, because God overlooked 100 other people that wouldn't take the call. I would. Be the one that stands up and says, I will. Because the Lord asks in the book of Isaiah chapter 53, whom shall I send? Raise your hand. My goodness, friends, what an opportunity we have to prove who we are on this earth as it is in heaven, given the present. Exciting times we live in. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.